For Shelley and Michelle, my sisters of the heart. Prologue.
The taste, the texture, it's rich, decadent, satisfying, almost orgasmic.
Serenity Wheeler chuckled at her neighbor and friend, Andrea Cunningham. That good, huh? Never heard my truffles compared to an orgasm, but I'll take it. She bit into her own, thinking it would be the only way she'd experience one these days. Andrea stuffed the remainder of the truffle into her mouth. Please, this is just like every other thing you make. I'm so going to miss these dinners and desserts. She frowned. What are you talking about? I got the promotion, Andrea said with a huge grin. Serenity returned her smile.
Oh my goodness, Andrea! I'm so happy for you.
She leaned over and hugged her. The two other women seated around the table, Natasha Baldwin and Dana Stevens, expressed excited congratulations as well.
We need to toast your good news, Natasha lifted her wine glass.
Wishing you the best of everything in your new position as Vineyard Foods' latest regional manager. The four women touched glasses. Andrea took a sip of her wine.
Thanks. I'm really excited. But there's something else. The promotion means I'll be moving to the Seattle office. They all froze.
Dana slowly lowered her glass.
Moving? You can't leave.
My sentiments exactly, Serenity said. When Serenity had moved from San Diego to the small town of Firefly Lake, California 6 years ago, Andrea had been a godsend. She would be sad to see her go.
Believe me, I'd rather stay here.
I don't know what I'm going to do without our semi-monthly supper club nights.
Serenity, you know I live for these fabulous meals you always serve. Serenity chuckled. What had started out as a way for her to share her love of cooking with friends had morphed into so much more over the past few years. Andrea had even nicknamed their get-togethers Serenity's Supper Club because she said they reminded her of the old underground places where people spent hours eating, drinking, listening to music, and generally having a good time.
I just wish Terry could have been here tonight for the announcement.
Terry Rhodes was the fifth member of their group. She worked as an ER nurse at the local hospital and was missing the dinner because she had to sub for another nurse who'd called in sick.
I'll make sure she's off for your going away dinner, Serenity assured her.
So, does this mean you're going to put the house up for sale?
No. I talked my brother into moving here because I don't want to leave Nana alone.
Andrea shifted in her seat to face Serenity.
I hope this isn't an imposition, but Serenity, could you do me a favor and help him get settled in?
He's a city boy through and through, and making this transition is going to be a big shock for him, she added with a laugh.
Serenity met Natasha's smiling face and knew exactly what her best friend was thinking. From the moment she'd come to town, Natasha had tried and failed to get Serenity to date again. Jumping back on the horse was how she'd phrased it, but Serenity wasn't interested. Andrea had mentioned her brother a time or two, and Serenity seemed to recall her saying something about him not wanting to be in a committed relationship. In Serenity's mind, that spelled trouble. She'd finally found a zen-like balance in her life and had no intention of letting anyone upset that equilibrium. However, Andrea had been a wonderful friend, so she couldn't deny the request.
Sure, I'll be happy to help out if he needs something.
I'll even invite him to a supper club dinner.
Oh, that would be great.
Andrea hugged Serenity. I know he'll enjoy it. She smiled.
I hope so.
She also hoped he understood the only thing she planned to offer was a neighborly acquaintance.